You're holding that kuf from Aleph. Can le shaila word with Asher from the Pesach in Eels, afet ischo mipitsa rochav le mutzak tachtiyam, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer to learn Torah, and through Limud HaTorah, she says, that will save us from Gehenim. Like the Pesach says, shenema v'yafet ischo mipitsa, that means Gehenim. In the Shem, the Torah will save us from Gehenim, shepiyo tsar, that the opening of Gehenim is very narrow, Shiasena means the heat, the smoke was contained inside it. Sava b'teichai. Now the Shemata, maybe you'll say kishem shapir tzar, the same way the opening of Gehenim is narrow. Kach kula tzara, maybe the whole Gehenim is also very narrow. This Talmud Lama, no, the pasuk says hemekirchiv, that the more it goes down, the wider it gets. The Shemata, maybe you'll say la melech lehuchna, that Gehenim was not prepared for a melech. So who does the king mean here? Rashi says it means maybe the Talmud shepirish menater lehuchna Gehenim shlo yinidim bo. Maybe a Talmud. Right, so the melech here is called the Talmud Chacham. Rashi says the Chassid Pesach says be melachim yamlecho. So maybe like a melech, he means a Talmud Chacham that once learned and then he does averus. Maybe I would think he doesn't deserve to go to Gehenim. This Talmud, the Pesach says, Gam hila melech hucha, know that Gehenim was also prepared, even for melech, meaning for Talmud Chacham, that does averus. V'shem atzema, maybe you'll say, ein be'etzim, maybe in Gehenim there's no wood there, maybe ein be'etzim. Talmud, the Pesach says, no, midur to'esh v'yetzim harbei, that there's a lot of wood in Gehenim. Now, v'shem atzema, maybe you'll say, Zel Schara, like the whole schar of learning Torah is just that it protects you from Gehenim, but maybe nothing else. Talmud, and the Pesach says, no, the Nachta Shulchoncha Mole Dashen, that your table will be full of good things. Meaning to say, there's not the only schar you get back for learning Torah. Avada, there's plenty of good reward back for Gehenim, for learning Torah, more than just saving you, protecting you from Gehenim. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be Chal Yom Kippurim Lias B'Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so you cannot eat the korban by Bayoim, but rather at night time eat the korban. But the story that was real on Yom Kippur, now that Moitzoy Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the Chur of the Bishul is not Doicha Shabbos, so Pashtus you would not be able to eat the Bosar of this Asoyer. However, the Mishnah said, no, that the Babloyim, they used to eat it Ruah of the Shabbaitan Yofa. So Pashtus is a mashman that they did a good thing that they ate the meat ruah in order to meat should not come l'day noisa. So they used to eat the meat ruah. So Mor says, Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Lei Babloyim Heim, it wasn't really the people from Babel. Like Pashtus, it means the people from Babel and used to be other regal. So used to come to Eretz Yisrael, they used to eat there. No, it wasn't really the Babloyim. Ela Alachsandroyim Heim. The people from Mitzrayim, Alexandrim, they were. Since the Pshat is that the Rashi says the Chachmei Yisrael used to like hate the Chachmei Bovel, if so, Koronoisi Hashem Bavloyim, they used to call these people Alexandroyim that would eat raw meat, they would give them a bad name as if to call them your Bavloyim. Now, what's wrong with it? So, the thing that's wrong about eating raw meat is that you look like a rapsanusa, you look like a fresa. Not a nice thing. Rashi says, Shaisin minig rapsanusa, Hashem Bavloyim. That's not a nice thing to do. See, even though here Lamaisa, it was a nice thing to do, in order not to let this meat come with a noisa. A vice says, these Alachsandroyim, they used to eat the raw meat the whole year round. And that's not a nice thing. That looks like a rapsanusa. The kids of the Chomin, the Chachma Yisrael, called them Bavloyim. And the Morris says, Tanya Nam Yechav, don't learn this like this also, that Rabbi Yossi says, Loi Bavloyim, they were not really people from Bavel that are the regal. Those were not the people that ate the meat Ruah. Ela rather Alachsandroyim, they're from Alexandria. But Omitoch Shesoynim is Bavloyim, since the Chachma Yisrael used to hate the Chachma Bavel, the people from Bavel, is Koronos Hashem Bavloyim. They called it Hashem Bavloyim. So this, Omoloi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tenuach Daitcho, Sheinach Todaiti. like you should be at a peace because you appeased my das, you made me feel good. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda himself was from Bofel. So he felt good now what Rabbi Yossi said, that it was not really the people from Bofel that got like, well, they weren't doing the right thing. It was only the people from Achson Royim. They were the ones that were acting like Rav Sanusa, eating, pressing away this meat ruah. Therefore, he felt good that, by this, the Mishnah calls them Bavloyim. So, according to Yossi, it was not really the people from Bavel, they did not really do it. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda felt appeased. Now, the Mishnah says, Sidiras Alechem, setting up, let's say, the Kanan set the Lechem, the Shabbos, to put the Lechem down on the Sulchan, the right time on Shabbos. But the Bezuchim, Liachar Shabbos. That's where the Kanan first put down the Bezuchim on Yom Nisan. They did not put it down on the Shulchan on Shabbos. And then the Hikri was Abzichim b'Shabbos. Then when it came the next Shabbos, they took off the Lechem and the Bezichim, and they burnt the Bezichim. So Locher is Posel. This Bezichim is not called the good Haktorah, because it's Mechusa, as the man Rashi says. Shlohoya ala Shulchan ala Shishi Yom, was only on the Shulchan for 6 days. And it has to be on the Shulchan for at least 7 days. Usually you put it down on Shabbos and take it off the next Shabbos. And there are complete 7 days. That's when you have a heter to burn the bezichim. Then it's a matter the lechem upon a bachilah. But here that the bezichim was only on the shulchan for 6 days, it's not kosher. And therefore the burning of this bezichim is only posel, meaning to say the lechem is posel. There's not matter the lechem bachilah. And therefore, ein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul noisev etomei. Let's say bishas you're burning the bezichim, you had in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, the wrong time, so it's not chal tigul on the lechem. And the reason is because it's not sitting here, korav ha-matah k'mitzvosai. You did not bring the matah of the bezichim, it's not kosher. So therefore it's not chal tigul. Because then it's not chal noiser upon the lechem, it's not chal nisatamei. Since there's no heta to eat it, Rashi says, shein noiser chal lechem shein roi lachila. The same thing with tamiyos, oicha b'tumas aguf, ein lebekoros. Because it's not called Nitel Latoyrim. We dashed in the Gemara before that had Nitel Latoyrim Chayov Malam Mishum Tuma. Only what's Mutter for Tor is the Tom eats of his Chayav Chorus. But over here, even the Tor is not allowed to eat it, therefore there's no Chayav Chorus, there's no Yisra Tuma Chal upon these Lechem. What's going to be Sidir as a Lechem as a Bzichem B'Shabbos? Let's say yes, they put down the Lechem and the Bzichem the right way. On Shabbos, and then the hikter of bezichim liyachar haShabbos, and he burnt the bezichim right after Shabbos. Again, psula. Rashi says liyachar Shabbos means lamachor. Means the next day after 1 day, he took the bezichim off and burnt it the next day. So again, psula, that the lechem is posel. This burning is not matter the lechem bachila. And again, v'yein chayov malei mishum tigul neisav etonei. You're not chayim mishum pigul noisav etomei, again the same svara, because the lechem is not muta v'achila. What's going to be sidur es lechem v'yesav zichem liachar haShabbos? That's why they first put down the lechem upon him and the bezichem on the shulchan after Shabbos first. They put it a day or two late. V'yikter es bezichem b'Shabbos, and then when it comes the first Shabbos, they took the bezichem off and burnt it. Again, psula. It's psula because the bezichem was not on the shulchan the 7 complete days, therefore the bezichim is not matter the lechem achila. Case said yatsa, what is really the yatsa? Let's say in a case where you couldn't put the lechem down on Shabbos, but you first put it down the yom rishon. So what are you supposed to do? So locher is yanichenu leShabbos habo. Supposed to leave it there after the next Shabbos comes another full week, as if to say when the lechem is on the shulchan on Shabbos, Shabbos is mekadosh the lechem. And then it's supposed to stay on the shulchan for another 7 days. So that's called Yanichenu l'Shabbos Habor. And the klal is Shafilu hi ala shulchan yom rabim, because even though the lechem stays on the shulchan for a long time, ain't v'kach klum, there's no psul, it's not chal psul lino on this lechem. Rashi is mashma that not the pshat is never chal psul lino, but the pshat is that this lechem first received its kedusha the first Shabbos it was on it. So from that Shabbos onwards, you have another Shabbos to leave it there. So it's not chal psulino till after the next Shabbos. So therefore, if you take it off the next Shabbos, you still be yotzer. So that's the way you're supposed to be mekadosh. Use the lechem haponim et such an oifen. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned the Gemara Numan, that Omlem Hamamunam, the one that was appointed, used to say to the other Kahanim, like, Tse'u Uru, go out and see, the Megiyah Zaman Shchita. Did it come the time yet to make the Shchita of the Korban HaTomid on Yom Kippur? Rashi says, Zaman HaShchita means, Imheyer Hayom Lishchita HaTomid. Did it become daylight already, or Omer HaShachar ready, that you could start to make the Shchita of the Korban HaTomid? In Megiyah, if it came already that time, is a Roy Omer, the one, the Kohen that saw the daybreak, is Barakoi, used to say Barakoi, Rashi says, meaning, Heyer Hayom, as if to say, daybreak, it's ready day, it's Yom, you can make the Shchita for the Korban HaTomid. Matisyo ben Shmuel, he used to say, Rashi says, Hoyim Amunah Kach, he was appointed on this, like it says in Shkolim, that he used to say this, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron, he used to ask them, is the whole east side lit up until Chevron? They used to say yes, and then it was the Zman to bring the Tomich or Shachar. So Mori asked the question, V'lom Hutzuchu L'kach, how come you had to ask such a big question, like how come they had to see it so lit from the whole Pnei Mizruch? Rashi says, it means Lalos L'gag, that it go up on top of the roof, Haliros Imheir Hayoim, what's wrong? How come they have to do so much? So Gemara says, because it once happened, Shepa Machas, it once happened, Olam Or Halavon, it once came up that the moon gave off a lot of light. The demon, they made a mistake then, and thought, Sheheyer Mizrach, that it became ready daybreak. The Mizrach, the east side, is lit up already, they thought it was daybreak already. And Shokotu Es HaTamid, they shecht to the Korban HaTamid then, and later they found out, no, it's still Laila. So what they had to do was, for it's a Yul, the Beis HaSreifam, that it take this Korban HaTamid and burn it in the Beis HaSreifam. Rashi says, Shaposel Hoy, it was a Psul, but we Shanishchat Balaila, the Shkita took place at Laila. The Psul, the Posek says, B'yoim Zabchachem, B'yoim and Boilers Voyach, you don't Shech the Korbin, B'yoim and not at Laila. Here it was still Laila, the Shkita was Posel. For a redo, Kain Godel Abeis at Fila. Now, after it came the Zman for the Shkita, now, for a redo, Kain they brought the Kain Godel down, Abeis at Fila. So Rashi says this to Gemara, and Yuma explained exactly what we were talking about, what part of the day this took place. Now Zeh Klal, this was the Klal Hoyv Migdash that was in the base of Migdash. That called Hamesech Es Raglov, any time a Kohen had to go for Gedolim to the base of Kisei, his Toyin Tfilah. When he came out, he had to go to the Mikvah. So called Hamato Mayim, only had to make Mato Meirik Layim, just lay out urine. Then a Toyin Kiddush Yodayim Berg Layim, then he only had to have a Kiddush Yodayim Berg Layim. Now the Gemara says, Tony Avuah the Rabavin. Avuah the Rabavin said like this, that Loi Zubavah, this is not the only time it happened that they had to burn a korban, that the shkita was done at night time. El Afilu Oila Saif, who would in the same halacha would apply if you bring an Oila Saif, Shenim Lekor Balaila, that the Malika was done Balaila, that's also Psul. The Malika is like a shkita that has to be done by Yoim and not Balaila. If it was done Balaila, it's not Tzayfah. Or mincha, shenik mitzvah balayla, who adin if a kohen takes a mincha, and he makes the kmitza, takes the handful balayla, that's also psul. Mash, but the mincha, the kmitza is like a shchita, it's only bayayim and not balayla. And that's also psul. In both these cases, it takes labesa sreifim. You have to take it and burn it, you have to burn the yayif, and you have to burn the mincha. Samar says, Bishleima, olat oif, I understand why this Eilat Saif that the Malika was done the wrong time Balayla. You have to burn it now. Mishum de lo yesel, I'll do it. There's no way to do it over again. It's dead. You can't make a Malika over a second time. That's why the only answer is to burn it. Ela mincha, but a mincha, esha de mahadeh kremes aduchtei. It's possible, the mahadeh kremes aduchtei, it's possible to bring the kmitza down, put the kmitza back in its place, to come to the imam and do the kmitza over again. You made a kmitza balayla, that's a psul balayla. But it's possible to do it over again, b'yoyim. So what do you have to burn the kmitza for, the mincha for? Gemara says, Hutoni lovu amalo. He learned this and explained it like this, that klisoris mekadishin shleibiz manan. That since this kmitza was put into a klisoris, the klisoris was mekadish that he gave it a kmitza saguf,
And now that it has a Gush of a Gufa on it, there's a Pulina. So by the next morning, you cannot do it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Rashi says, Mekadshin, V'zeh shekomas v'nosa kremes v'kli. Here's a Kohen made the Kamisa Balayla. And right away, he put the Kamisa inside a Kli Shoros. Ah, Fagav, the latter loves the man Tiddish, so even though my son is not as a man of Tiddish, still Mekadish like Kli, still the Kli was Mekadishit. And therefore now, there's no way to be ma'am of the doctor with the Shirayim, because we'll have already a Pulina by tomorrow morning. So that's called Kli Shoros as Mekadish in Shleibiz Manon, even though at night time is not the man for Kiddish of a Kamisa, still the Kli is Mekadishit. And this Gemara says, Meitzvah, I have a question on this. It says, Alochom, Kolakol is Beyoim. Anything that it's avoided is to be brought Beyoim by daytime, like Sam Kabonos, is Kiddush Beyoim.
The Kiddush, if you put it into a Klishoris, Beyoim, the Klishoris is Mekadashit. Balailo, something that the avoided is supposed to be done at nighttime. Rashi says, Kegoin, Menochos, Minchas Nesochim, to bring the Nesochim, you can bring it at night time. So then the Lacha is, Kiddush B'Layla, if you put it into a Kli at Layla, it receives its Kedusha. What's going to be Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Layla? Something that could be brought both B'Yoyim and B'Layla. And Echnami, then Kiddush Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Layla. Kol HaKor B'Yoyim, Kiddush B'Yoyim. But the Deek is, something is supposed to be brought B'Yoyim, meaning Kabona Shchita. The whole Kiddush only takes place B'Yoyim, who are in the Kemitza of a Mincha. Supposed to be done b'yoyim. So the diyki is kiddush b'yoyim is b'yoyim in, but b'layla loy, but only at daytime does it have its kedusha, and not at nighttime. So here we're saying that since they put the kemitza into the klisharos b'layla, the klisharos is mekadeshit, and here we're saying no, something that the avodah should be done by daytime, the kiddush also want to take place by daytime. So my answer is, einoy kodesh likorov, true. The Kli cannot be in the Kaddish yet, that it has a, it's able to be put on the Mizbeach, does not have a Kedusha Sakrovom, Avo Kiddush Lifsol, but our Koponim, the Kli is in the Kaddish and the Kedusha Sagruf now, that will have a Psalina, that since he's staying overnight, it will be a Psalina Chal upon this Kemitza. Even though there's no Heter to burn it, but our Koponim, a Kedusha is Chal on it, Lipsol. So now still ask the question. Moister Rebzer, ask the question, it says, let's say the Kana by mistake first put the lechem upon him and the bezichem on the shulchan after Shabbos, they first put it there on Sunday, and then the hikteres abzichem b'Shabbos, they burnt the bezichem on the coming Shabbos, is psula, because since the lechem and the bezichem was not on the shulchan for complete 7 days, it's mechusa zman, it's not the time to burn it yet, it's not matter the lechem b'achila. But the Mishnah says clearly, Ketzed Yatsa, what should you do in such a case where the Lechem first came on the Shulchan after Shabbos? Ketzed Yatsa, what should you do about this? That says clearly, Yanichen l'Shabbos Abo. You're supposed to wait another full week to the next Shabbos. In other words, it's on the Shulchan, Kemat, 2 weeks, less a day. Because the Klal is, Shafilu hi ala Shulchan Yom Rabim, even though it's on the Shulchan a long time, and the Kaklum, still there's no Pshul. And like we explained, the Pshul the Mishnah was, it first gets us Kedusha on the first Shabbat that's on the Shulchan, and from then you have 7 days to leave it there. So therefore there's no Pshulina now that is there a little bit less than 2 weeks. But the question is, V'yi Sagodat, if you tell me to think that Kli Shoros, Mikadesh and Shloi Bizmanon, that yes, even though it's not as Zman HaKarova, it's not as Zman to be in the Kli, still the Kli is Mikadeshit, Shloi Bizmanon. If so, as soon as you put the lechem on the shulchan should be mekadish this lechem. Then after 7 days, it should be chal psulina. The akoponim liktosh v'lifsol. It should be chal kedushas aguf on this lechem. And after 7 days, it should be a psulina. And you can't eat it, so it should have to be torn sreifa. Why do we say you're allowed to leave it there another full week? So my answer is, Amar Rabba, Man become moisiv, shapa come moisiv. Whoever asked this question really asked a very good question. This is a good question. Mashmid, he did not have an answer. But avu adrabavin nami, masnisin komar. Meaning to say that Rabavu Barabu, what he said, he said, oh, from a braisa. It's not Talmudover Yochad that he said by himself to say he made a mistake, he's wrong. But he said, oh, from a braisa. So Chura Takashi, can't just say it's a good question. The Chura is a theory here. Before it's Mashmah, it is Chala Kedusha, and here in our Mishnah, Mashmah is not Chala Kedusha.
So in this, Kisava Tayyib holds, Laila ain't Mechusa Zman, but Hoyamim Mechusam Zman. Say like this, true, the Klishoris is not Mekadashit Shleim Zman, and it's not the time yet to be used, it's not Mekadashit. Therefore, when we put the Lechem on the Shulchan after Shabbos, it's not a Zman yet for Kedusha until the next Shabbos, so Kedusha first starts next Shabbos. But over here we're talking about when you made the Kemitza Balayla, and you put the Kemitza in the Klishoris, so true, you put it there at night time, but by the next morning, really, it's fit to be used. So it's only missing one night. A mechusa laila, laila zeh mechusa zman. Therefore, the gedusha is like a chal right now at night time, since really it should have been fit to be used for tomorrow. But the ma'isa, since the gedusha is chal at night time, it's like a chal of solina, that by tomorrow it's possible the kemitza, therefore you have to burn it. But shaken by the lechem, it's not fit to be have a kedusha until the next Shabbos, so the whole week there's no kedusha chal, therefore there's no psalina. But the Gemara still is, let's see, same place like Sawat, the end should be, Himata Laila, the day Shimsha, when it comes the first Friday night, that the lechem is on the Shulchan, Liktoi, if she receives this kedusha Friday night, the beginning of Shabbos, the lechem should have this kedusha. If so, the kedusha is good for 7 complete days. If so, Belisol, when it comes the next Friday night, it's like the kedusha is up, and then the fact that it stays on the shulchan overnight till Shabbos morning, Shabbos Solina, Lina should be chal on it. So why does the Mishnah say those kasha? So when it says, "On my rubber of it, then Echnami," our Mishnah is talking about Bishkodam v'Siluk. That right before Shabbos, you have to take the lechem off the shulchan, and then you first put it back again on Shabbos morning. So the lechem first gets its kedusha on Shabbos morning. Therefore, it has the right to be on the shulchan until the next Shabbos morning. Then Echnami, you take it off the next Shabbos morning, therefore it's kosher. Then Echnami, if you leave it on the Shulchan this Friday night, and it first gets its Kedusha, really, the next morning, but since it's only Mechusa Laila, Zlav Mechusa Zman, at night time it will also receive its Kedusha Lifto, and therefore by the next Friday night, it will be Chalagadah the Psalmina. Then Echnami, Rav enters, you have to take the Lechem off the Shulchan right before Shabbos, and first put it back again on Shabbos morning. Ma'azutra v'teimer Rav Ashi Yomar, Ma'azutra, and some say Rav Ashi stuff like this, that afilu teimer b'shaloi kodem v'siluk, even if you understand what we're talking about, b'shaloi kodem v'siluk, but I'll tell you, kivon d'sidroi shaloi kimitzvosoi, nasa kimi shesidro hakuf. I'll tell you, here's still different. Since Lamaisa over here, so Rav Ashi says, since when you put the lechem down, shaloi kimitzvosim is d'sidroi b'yoidim achus hazman, you put it there when it was the wrong time. You didn't put it down on Shabbos. You put it down after Shabbos. So it does not give us Kedusha until the next Shabbos. So you put it down when Mechusa Zman, it's to me as if a kuf, as if a monkey, put it on the Shulchan. Rashi says, therefore, v'yein Shulchan mekadshin afilu b'zmanoi. Therefore, when it becomes on Shabbos, the Shulchan is also not mekadshit Friday night. Therefore, it's not Chalab Sulinu over here. Avokaymus, Rashi says, kemitzvosoi, but over there, when you put the kemitza at night time into the kli, it's called kemitzvosai. Why? The laila mechusa zman was only put just one night before, and laila is not called mechusa zman. Therefore, by laila taka, it's called the kiddush. Mashenkin here that you put away a few days before him. Here it's sitting as if a monkey put it on the shulchan. Therefore, it's not called kiddush at all. Now the Mishnah says, shtei halechem talochav shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Necholos, when is it eaten by the Kohanim? And Prochos Mishnayim, never less than 2 days. In other words, the afiyah, the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not Doche Yom Tov. You have to bake it Erev Yom Tov. So the earliest you could eat it is after 2 days. Went by Erev Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov you could eat it. But V'lo Yoser Al-Shloshe, never more than 3 days. What does that mean to say? Taste the Nefes Merev Yom Tov. Usually you have to bake it on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, Necholos b'Yom Tov Mishnayim, it's eaten on Yom Tov on the first on Shavuos, the second day of its baking. What's going to be Chal Yom Tov Lios Acher Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos. So it comes out Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, so you cannot bake it on Shabbos either. Therefore, you have to bake it on Friday Erev Shabbos, which when you eat it on Yom Rishon, on Shavuos, that's called Necholos L'Shloisha. That's called eating it on the third day that it was baked, because it was baked on Friday, and you're first eating it on Yom Rishon, because Shabbos is Shabbos, you can't bake on Shabbos, you can't bake on Yom Tov, therefore it's the third day from its baking. Tal Mishnah B'Kid told you cannot bake the lechem upon him, the shtel lechem on Yom Tov Shabbos. But the same halacha is lechem upon him. Is nechol, when can the kanim eat it? A tochus metisha, never less than 9 days from the day it was baked. For lo yisrael al achar osor, and not more, never more than 11 days go by to be eaten since the day it was baked. Kesed, how do you have this? Nechol merav yishabbos. Usually the lechem upon him is baked on Friday. Again, the lechem upon him is also not Pesach Shabbos. And therefore, v'necho b'Shabbos l'tishra. It's eaten on the next Shabbos, which is the ninth day from its baking. What's going to be chal Yom Tov lias Erev Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, so you cannot bake on Erev Shabbos, you have to bake it first on Thursday. If so, necho liasara, then it's first eaten the next Shabbos, which is the tenth day of its baking. What's going to be shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah? Let's say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out before Shabbos, so you cannot bake it not on Thursday, not on Friday, not the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So you have to first bake it on Wednesday, and it's first eaten on the next Shabbos. Therefore, that's called Nechol Yechad Osor. It's eaten on the 11th day of its baking on the following Shabbos. And therefore, the klal is V'yeinu Beichel Loyas HaShabbos Loyas HaYomtiv. The baking of the lechem upon him and the shteh lechem, even though it's Nechol with the Kehanim, but since it's called Lochem, the pasuk says lechem v'dash lechem v'lo legvoya. You cannot bake something that the ikar of it is legvoya, and near the lechem upon him, the shtel lechem, the ikar of it is legvoya. Even though the kanim are like zecher mashma from shulchan legvoya, but still it's not doicha yomtiv. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan doicha es yomtiv v'en doicha es yom yis yom tzayim. He also knows that it is doicha yomtiv. It's considered lechem, even though it's legvoya, but since you can eat from it. That's also the chlal lochem, you'll have to bake it on Yom Tov. Just it's not becha Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat from it, you can't bake on Yom Kippur, therefore there's no heter to bake this on Yom Kippur. But on a regular Yom Tov you could bake it, because it's called Nechav, it's called Eichel, it's called lochem. Amar Ravina, Ravina says like this, Lediv Reyayim, according to the one that says in Masech Tebeya, that Nedarim and Nedarvis ain't craving the Yom Tov, and now I have to bring even a shlamim. On Yom Tov, even though there's a lochem involved, but still, since the ikur is legvoya, you're not allowed to do it. So he says, loitayim, don't say that pshan daman diyamer is that midiraisa nechsechozik. That maybe midiraisa avada, since there is a lochem involved, you would be allowed to bring a korban shlamim on Yom Tov. But only the rabbanon who the gozru, it's only the rabbanon the gadin not to bring a shlamim on Yom Tov, and what will be the reason? That a person should not want to leave his karbonis until Yom Tov. If the law is you're allowed to bring your korban shlamim, your neder and a dover on Yom Tov, people will say in the middle of the week, I'm busy. I'll wait till Yom Tov and bring it on Yom Tov. So Rabbanu Medik Zer would not want you to wait so long not to bring shlamim on Yom Tov. So he's saying that's not pshanda mandiyama. El rather pshanda mandiyama is midi rice and amile chazi. That you know midi rice is not called chazi. That we dash in lochem v'lo legvoya. You're not allowed to bring a korban legvoya on Yom Tov. He's giving me this, the raya stick of soul. What's the raya? So a shtei halechem, the raya is from Shavuos. That the Indian to bring shtei halechem on Shavuos, the chayv esayemu, it's a chiv me the raya to bring shtei halechem. And also, v'lekele meim Hashem Yisho, there's no gzerim in the Rabbanon there, maybe you leave it over, there's no possible to leave it over. There's no other day to bring it only on Shavuos. Still, the Ketanya says, na mishnah, ein adoich aloyes ha-shabbos loyes ha-yom tov. That the afiyah, the baking of the shtei lechem is not deicha, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So who you see, Pshan, this mandiyam, and Amish knows that we dash in the posik lochem. That it is a heter to bake or to cook on Yom Tov, there's only something that the ikur is lochem. But here there is lochvoya, there's no heter for you to bake it on Yom Tov. It's a psul, it's also midiraisa. Yehadjun alecha, shtei halechem. Now the Mishnah says, haminochis, pihanisochim, shenitimom. A mincha means the flour or the oil that became tamei. Or else the nesachim, let's say the yayin, became tamei. So it depends. Actually, kitcha b'kli, if you did not put this mincha or the nesachim in the kli shoras yet, so it does not have a kedusha saguf. All it has is only kedusha yadamim. Send the lochim as yeshlam pidyon. You'll have to redeem them. A kedusha yadamim has a pinyon. The money gets the kedusha and it goes out mechulim. But what's going to be misha kitcha b'kli? Let's say you already put the menachas or the nesachim inside a klisho, so that's Lucha Zaguf. Then the locker is Ein Lampidion.
there's no din pidyon at all on a kedushas haguf. You can't be poyed to it. Ha'ifis, the Mishnah says, what about birds? Or else we ate some wood that has a kedusha on it. Or else ba'alavoyna or klishoris shenitmo. Any one of these things became tamei. The rochel is ain lam pidyon. There's no way to be poyed to these things to take off the kedushas haguf from it. Shlenema pidyon elabe behema. The only time we find by kedushas haguf that there is a pidyon, that's only by a behemoth that becomes a balmum, that we see in the Gemara. A behemoth that has a kedusha saguf, and then it becomes a balmum. Here there's a chiddush, you could be poida, take off the kedusha. By shenkein, by oifis, by birds, or by eitzim, by levoino, by klishoris, there's no parasha of pidyon to take off the kedusha saguf that's chal on them. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, v'yafilu hein tohirim niftim. Even if they're Torah, even if the mincha and the sochim,